Some parents don't know how to parent. And when their lack of parenting skills put the child in danger, that's when the state comes knocking to take the children away. Nearly 7,000 kids in Washington State were placed in foster care just last year. Washington State has the goal of reunifying birth parents with their children, but that only happens about half of the time. Now, a new program hopes to boost the number of successful reunifications by turning the state's gatekeepers into parenting coaches. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
At a small house in Linwood, Sharonda Selivanoff pulls out a photo of her daughter, Alexis.
Can you describe her?
Well, let me see. She's got a face like an angel, looks like a heart, with beaming cheeks that look like she's holding something in them, with the darkest eyes, the curliest brown hair, and a smile that says, "My life is perfect."
It's hard to think about now, but when she was pregnant with her daughter 7 years ago, all she thought about was crack, heroin, and alcohol. 2 weeks before her due date, she was hit by a car.
It was enough to send me into labor.
The baby came out in the hospital and went immediately into foster care. Sharonda did not protest.
When you're in addiction, it certainly robs you of the ability to really feel and to embrace what's happening.
But Sharonda's mom intervened. And it worked. 1 year later, she had turned her life around. Methadone, counseling, AA. She also had to convince the state that she could make a good parent. She had policy on her side in this quest. Reunification is the goal of Washington's foster care program. But to get there, Sharonda would have to convince a court-appointed observer who sat in the corner of the tiny room, silently taking notes each time Sharonda visited with her two-year-old daughter. Sharonda remembers how insecure she felt under that observer's watchful gaze.
I'm in complete self-loathing. I'm in self-pity. I'm feeling inadequate. And you standing there and taking your notes only adds emphasis to that.
It's hard to be present as a parent when you feel so judged. Meanwhile, the observer taking notes must sit on her hands and suppress her urge to reach out to this struggling mother.
We have to follow the contract as it's written.
Carrie Ann Shaughnessy wasn't ever in the visitation room with Sharonda, but she's been in many other rooms observing many other parents. In fact, there's a visitation going on right now across the hall from her desk at her office in Tacoma. As I walked down the hallway with Carrie Ann, a child started crying. Carrie Ann didn't look concerned at all.
I know all the cries.
And what kind of cry was this?
This was, "I'm a little mad. I'm a little mad at Mom. You know, I might kick a door, I might do something like that, and it's over."
Carrie Ann's a trained therapist with a master's in social work. She has all kinds of good parenting advice and encouragement to give. She runs parenting classes through Tacoma's Youth for Christ. There was this one time when Carrie Ann Shaughnessy was supervising a parent visitation. A mom had put her child in a time out on a chair.
What did you want to say that you couldn't say?
"You're doing a great job setting up this timeout. And really, you've explained why your child's in timeout. You don't need to talk to her anymore. Just kind of be peaceful and calm, knowing you're doing what you need to do for your child right now."
Washington State spends nearly $20 million a year to coordinate these parent-child visitations. University of Washington School of Social Work's Ben DeHaan wants to change the way that money is spent.
What's missing from the equation is you're not doing anything to make these parents more successful. You're just watching them and writing down something that you're going to later report to the court that never gets shared with the parent. So if your interest is in reunification and improving parental capacity, you're spending a lot of money and not getting the desired result.
DeHaan got foundation funding to develop a new program that would empower visitation supervisors to become parenting coaches. It's based on a lot of research. It's called STRIVE, and it could have the power to change the parent visitation system nationwide for a simple reason. It's free. So why has the system taken so long to change? "Because we're afraid," says DeHaan, "of monstrous parents. Parents whose abuse and neglect are so horrifying, they dominate the news."
And they get all the ink, they get all the airtime, but they are so unbelievably rare that our approaches can't be shaped by that.
Instead, DeHaan says we need to base our approach on research that shows abusive and neglectful parents can become good parents when they're given the tools to change themselves. In Shronda's case, changing herself took a lot of work, work that began with her mother's intervention, but continued for years, even after her reunification with her daughter. But her daughter gave her a reason to follow that path.
I feel joy in my heart for her. I feel proud of the woman that I've become. I feel proud to be her mother.
It's something Shronda tells her daughter whenever she can. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.